Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Here we go. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
No nap today at all, John.
That's the excitement of the supervisor.
Of course, everybody who's listening is falling asleep.
Actually, you know what? I've never said this, and Judy's been interviewed several times by me specifically, but I have to thank you for the opportunity of doing this. I really enjoyed doing this.
Well, you're so wonderful.
And I really have never said thank you when I think about it, but really, it's a great show. Christina does wonderful work. And obviously, without your consent, I wouldn't be here. So
Christina,
thank you very
Christina
much.
Who? Oh, Lou.
We'll be talking about Christina right. Lou.
So, but you know, that's a good opportunity for me. It is the 8th anniversary show to say thank you, John, all that you've done. Otto, you are such an amazing co-host. And
I know
there are so many people who are co-hosting, too, and that makes the program as exciting as it is. And of course, Christina Lou is, as you know, the producer extraordinaire. You know, we owe all the radio hosts such a debt of gratitude for the work that they do to make the show consistently great. And it's just such a pleasure to be here. And of course, also a very special thank you. Dan Cox just had come in. He's the director of broadcasting at WCWP. So a very special thank you to him for all that he does. And Janine Solaro, who's the administrator, and of course Victoria, who's our engineer. And I know Ryan is also an engineer from Long Island University. We're so grateful for the job that you do to enable so many people to hear and get the latest update on so many different things.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
Aging in Place Conference, which
yes.
every year is a big hit, is around the corner.
It is. So actually, we do it every other year.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Aging in Place Conference, every other
year. Every other
year.
That's, and it is. Christina just alerted us to the fact that it's almost all filled up already, so if you're interested in taking part in it, it's important for you to call 311 to register. It's going to be taking place at on October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Harbor Links Golf Clubhouse, and that's in Port Washington. I remember when we did it 2 years ago, it was at the Inn at Newhart Park.
Right.
And so this year we're doing it at Harbor Links, which is also a great...
It's a beautiful venue.
Beautiful venue. It's a free event, and it is hosted by our terrific Project Independence team, and the theme is going to be Operation Project Independence Connect. And, I mean, that's really what Project Independence is about. It's connecting our seniors with services so that they are able to age in place with the help of whatever we can afford. So the conference is going to be very exciting. It's going to have 50 exhibitors, all of whom serve the aging population, and they're going to be having programs, products and services. Project Independence staff is going to be on hand to talk about all the Project Independence services and program that's available to our senior residents, including the transportation program. I love the transportation program because it's a program that helps people in so many different ways. And there's no income eligibility.
Right.
It's whoever wants to take part in it takes part in it. You call 311. You say you want to go food shopping. You get a taxi. No charge. You get a taxi that will take you to a little shopping center so you can do food shopping. Usually there's a bank. There may be a coffee shop. You can do a lot of different things. There's a window of 4 hours. And then someone... taxi takes you home. There's also very reduced transportation taxi services for, when I say reduced cost, for medical appointments, medical tests. And so it's a great service. There's so many things that Project Independence does provide: health chats, fitness classes, advisory committees, and Otto, I know you're on the technology advisory committee.
Which I'm enjoying.
Well, that's I'm sure you are. So we just urge that people call 311 because space is limited. Registration is required. So if this piques your interest at all, it's October 29th. It's a Friday.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay. Our Veterans Breakfast is Friday.
That's right.
That week. So it's a Tuesday. Okay, so don't let me get you mixed up. It's Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Harbor Links. call 311 to register.
Free breakfast.
Free breakfast.
And free presentations breakfast. And exhibitors. It really is. I've gone to them all. And they're just to walk around, you're going to get something. An exhibitor or something, you're going to get something.
And they have beautiful bags so that if you're collecting the different things that are being given out for free, you can keep them all in a bag and go home with a beautiful bag that's going to be chock full of
stuff.
Good stuff.
And a jar opener.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a hot item. Yes.
You know what? That is a hot item for some people.
I want to touch on, we don't have that much time, to be honest with you. This flu. But it always does when Judy's here. The Veterans Advisory, which is so significant, I think, in this town, any place, in any town that has it, because those poor people are overlooked, in my mind. Not here.
So we have a phenomenal Veterans Advisory Committee. It was reactivated when I became supervisor, and this group of veterans, men, women, young, old, have done an extraordinary job in advocating for our veterans. It's not another level of government. It's just making sure that our veterans are able to access the services that are available and that they should be getting. Our latest achievement, and this is an achievement, is the committee had long been advocating for a Veterans Advisory Community-Based Outpatient Clinic to be established in our town. And I think I may have mentioned it the last time I was here. We're looking for a brick-and-mortar building so that we have an actual clinic in North Hempstead. We have many veterans.
They
shouldn't have to be traveling 2 hours to go out to Northport VA. There should be the services provided for them right here.
And traffic-wise, it's getting worse and worse, and it is 2 hours.
It really is. Traffic is impossible. And some of our veterans are aging, and it's becoming more and more difficult for them to get to where they need to go. So we don't have the brick-and-mortar building yet, but as a result of tremendous advocating on the part of Senator Chuck Schumer, along with Congressman Swazi and Congresswoman Rice and Senator Gillibrand, we do have now a medical van that comes to CGM Park 3 times a week to provide podiatry, physical therapy, and primary care. And one of the things that came to our attention is that although you could go for primary care exam, they weren't giving blood tests. We didn't know that. We thought that they were blood tests. We've been meeting with Joe Sledge, who's...
He was on the radio.
He was on the radio.
2 weeks ago.
Okay. So he keeps changing titles because they keep promoting him. But he's very, so committed.
He will be at the conference, by the way.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
He comes to some of our Veterans Advisory Committee meetings. We told him that there was a real problem with the fact that people would come for a primary exam, but they weren't able to get blood tests. Do you know that our van now has the ability and does do blood testing right there?
That's so important, the blood. Otherwise, you got to go someplace else and it's
exactly
for them.
That's exactly. So, you know, the reservations need to be made ahead of time. Walk-ins aren't accepted. But it's great news for our residents because before that, they were making an additional trip out to East Meadow or Northport for blood work. Now they can do it right there at CGM.
Nice. So that's a biggie.
Yeah.
It really is.
Another thing. Do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just keep going. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to try to talk fast.
No, even going. If we're going to the next segment, stay as long as you want.
Okay. So we do a veterans drive, donation drive. When we first did it, we brought something like 80 boxes of donated goods to Northport VA. Last year, we brought over 250 boxes out. So we're doing this drive. We're collecting all kinds of things. What we're looking for is travel-sized toiletries, including toothbrushes, toothpaste, quad-track razors, shaving cream, unscented body lotion, brushes and combs, new or gently used luggage, crocheted blankets that are approximately 48 inches by 60 or larger, clothing, new clothing of all types, but sizes large and up, because they need, you know, larger clothes.
Right, right.
And you can drop these items off before December 6th at Town Hall, at CGM Park, at Tully Park, at Fischillo Park, and there are additional collection facilities at the Village of Newhart Park Village Hall, Herrick's Community Center. So we're hoping that people will really chip in and contribute. The other thing is there's also a veterans discount program, because it seemed that there were only 9 stores in North Hempstead that were providing veterans discounts. Well, that was not good enough for our Veterans Advisory Committee, and they've been out on the trail getting stores in North Hempstead to sign up. We have a list of so many of the stores that are providing discounts. We have now we have 56 merchants who are offering our veterans a discount.
Yeah, I have the list. It's pretty impressive.
It is amazing on goods and services. And the other thing that we also encourage our veterans to do is if you go into a store, ask if they supply, if they will give a veterans discount, because they may not be signed up, but they actually do give it.
Right.
And some of us are timid about doing that.
Nah, you shouldn't be.
I know.
Nope, you absolutely shouldn't be.
You may be timid, but if their name then goes on the list, that gets them more business.
That's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely. And respect.
Right. And so those stores that are participating have a sticker identifying them as a member of the North Hempstead's Veterans Discount Program, and they're included in a directory that you can find online. We have the Veterans Breakfast on, I think it's November 1st, Friday.
Right.
So, okay. And that's a free breakfast. So we'll have the listing of all the veteran discount stores, as well. So if you're a veteran and you're listening, please also call 311 to sign up for the Veterans Breakfast. Our veterans have really done so much for our country. You know, there's an old saying, democracy isn't free, and it's not.
Right.
Because the people who have served our country have made great sacrifices. And we need to be there to say thank you and to let them know that we appreciate all the amazing work that they've done and continue to do.
I've been to that breakfast the last couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's good. It's kind of a time to reflect a little bit.
Okay.
You know, on your past and what has happened and all of the above. So it's a really nice day. Morning.
It's a sharing.
It's a morning.
When you think about it, and I wasn't in any military, but when you do read about some of the stories and you hear them, reading is fine, but when you hear somebody tell the story about what happened to his friend and he was next door, it's like, oh my God, you're poor. And that was, you know, how many years ago, and you still have it in your head and your heart that it's rough. Having something like this is nice.
Well, I had the good fortune of being in during peacetime, Cold War, and that's good. But you still give up several years of your life.
Exactly. It's a sacrifice for you. It's a sacrifice for your family. And I also find that many of our veterans are the people who are very active in other things.
Right.
Whether it's in Project Independence or Kiwanis or in Rotary, in so many other agencies and clubs that want to do philanthropic work, that want to give back to the community. Because just because you're not serving the country in the armed forces doesn't mean that you're still not wanting to serve, and so many of them do.
And the fact that they're members of these organizations, it's usually the leaders get things going, but you still have the people in that follow and appreciate it. You know, actually, we're going to take a break. We're not going to take a break. We're just going to keep... We are going to take a break. Okay. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.